Canto 3, Chapter 31, Text 1. Karmana daivanitrena janto deho papatthi sriyapavishta udadam pungsore takkanashayaho. Under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb of a woman through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body. 33.6 Yannamadheya-savanam-kirtanad-yat-prabhanad-yat-smadanad-api-kuchit svadopi-sadhyak-savanayakalpati-kutak-ponaste-bhagavan-darshanam. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Lord face to face, even a person born in a family of dog-eaters immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Lord, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him. Text 7. Oho batasya pachoto gariyan yajigbhagri vartate namatubhyam te pustapasti juhuvu sashnaraya brahmanucho namagunantiyeti. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog-eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of the Lord, they must have bathed at all the holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required. Canto 4, Chapter 3, Text 23. Sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam yadi hiti tatra pumana pavrita. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudev, is revealed without any covering. Chapter 22, Text 39. Yat pada pangata palasa valasa bhaktya karma shayam kvatita mudgata yanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo pirudha sroto ganasta madanam bhajavasudevam. The devotees of the Lord, who are always engaged in the service of the toes of his lotus feet, can very easily overcome hard-knotted desires for fruit of activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Chapter 29, Text 19. Savidnya tanmatiya. Our education should be such that we can become elevated to Krishna consciousness. Chapter 31, Text 14. Yata taro mula nishechanena tipyanti tatskanda bujo prashaka vranopaharat chayatin vriyanam tataiva sarvar honamatyuteja. As pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs, and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, so simply worshipping the Supreme Lord through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods, who are his parts and parcels. Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 1. Shava uvacha nayam deho deha bhajang loke akashtan kamanarhate vidrujanghi tapo divyam putrika yena sattvam shuddhi yasmad brahma saukyam phanantam. Lord Vrishabhadev told his sons, "My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. Text 2. Mahatsevam dvadamahuva muktis tomo dvaram yoshitam sungi sungam mahantasti samachitta prashanta vimanyabak sudadok sadavoye. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger and they work for the benefit of everyone. They don't behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. Text 4. Nunam pamattak kurute vikarma yadindriya pitaya aprinoti pasadhu manye yata atmano yam masanapi klesha asadeha. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He doesn't know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity shouldn't have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Text 5. Parabhavastavadabodhajato yavam najingasata atmatatvam yavat kriyastavadidam manovai karmatmakangina sharirabandho. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its reactions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with food of activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear, and as long as one is absorbed in food of activity, he has to accept a material body. Text 8. Pungsak striya matunim bhavametam dhayo mito vidya grandhamahu ato griha cheta sutapta vittar janasya moho yamaham mameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Text 18. Guru nasasyat, svajano nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat, daivam natasya napatishcha sasyan, namochaye dyaksamupeta mityum. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Chapter 12, Text 12. Bahuganaitat tapasa nayati nache jayari vapanagrahadva nachandasa nai vajalagni surya vina mahatpada jajobishekam. My dear King Bahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one can't realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, strictly following the rules and regulations of householder life, leaving home as a vanaprastha, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and the scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the Lord, but the Lord is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. Chapter 18, Text 12. Yasyasi bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvar gunaistatta samasati sura harava bhakta sikuto mahadhyonam nodatena sitidhavato bhi. All the demigods and their exalted qualities like religion, knowledge, and renunciation become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Lord, Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? Chapter 19, text 27. Satyam dishatyartitam artito ninam naivartado yat punarartita yatoho svayam vidatti bhajatam anichitam icchapidhanam hijapadapallavam. The Supreme Lord fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motives, but he doesn't bestow benedictions upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it, and that shelter satisfies all his desires. That is the Lord's special mercy. Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text 10. Kuchin nivartate bandhat kuchit chadati tatpunaho rayas chittam mato patham manye kundara shochavat. Sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. I therefore consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like the bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then throws dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. Text 13. Tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha tyagena satya shauchabhyam yamena niyamena va. To concentrate the mind, one must observe a life of celibacy and not fall down. One must undergo the austerity of voluntarily giving up sense enjoyment. One must then control the mind and senses, give charity, be truthful, clean, and nonviolent, follow the regulative principles, and regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. Text 15. Kechit kevilaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agam dhunvanti katsnena niharam iva bhaskaraha. Only a rare person who has adopted complete, unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog with its rays. Chapter 2, Text 18. Agyanad atava gyanad uttama shloka namayat samkirtitam agam pungso dahit edho yatam laha. As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. Chapter 3, Text 19. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Texts 20-21. Svayambhu naradakshambhu kumara kapilomanu prahlado janako bhishmo balivayasakivayam dvadashaite vijani mo dharmam bhagavatam bataha guyam vishuddham duabodham yam gyatpam mitamashnuti. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, Svayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and I myself, Yamaraj, know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavat Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand. But if by chance one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home, back to Godhead. Chapter 3, Text 22. Etava neva lokesmin pungsang dharmak paraksmita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tannama Grahanaribhi. Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Text 31. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishno Jagan Mangalamanghasam Mahatam Apikaravya Vinyai Kantikanishkritam. My dear King, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. Chapter 14, Text 5. Muktanam papisiddhanam narayana parayanah sudolabhak prashandhatma koti shapi mahamune. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, only one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Chapter 17, Text 28. Narayana paraksarve nukutashtana bhivyati sargapavarga narakesha patulyata darshino. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 30. Kaman dveshan vayat snehad yata bhaktye shrede manaha avisha tadagam hitva bhavas tadgati ngata. Many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection, or devotional service. Chapter 5, Text 5. Tatsadamanye sadavarya dehinam sadasamudvignadiyama sadgrahat hitvatnapatam grihamandakupam vanam gato yadharamashriyeta. Prahlad says to Aranyakashipu, O best of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen into a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Texts 23 to 24. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam parasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam itipam sarpita Vishnu bhaktischainam lakshana kriyeta bhagavat yadhatam manye dhitamuttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him, these 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Chapter 5, Text 30. Matir na krishne padatak svato vamito vipadnita griha vritanam adanta gobhi vishatam tamishram punak punaschar vitacharvananam. Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Text 31. Nate vidu svartakatim hi vishnum durashaya ye bahiratamaninaha anhayatandhaya rupaniyamanas dhipishatantramurudham nibudha. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead, and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, guided by another blind man, miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of food and labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Text 32. Naisham matistavadurukramang green svishatyanata pagamo jirata mahiyasam padrajo vishekam niskinchananam navanite yavat. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnav completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination. Chapter 6, Text 1. Komara achare pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabham manasam janma tadapyam dhruvamatadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful, because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Chapter 9, Text 10. Vipra dvishan gunayutarada vindanabha padada vindabhimukatshapacham varishtam manyetararpita manovachanehitartam tvanam punadisakulam natubhurimanam. If a Brahman has all 12 brahminical qualifications but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog-eater but who has dedicated everything to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahman, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahman in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself. Text 19. Balasyaneya shadanam pitaro nrsingha natasya chagadamodhanvati manjato nal taptasya tatpativadi yahi hanjaseshtas thavan vibotanubhatam tadupikshitanam. My dear Lord Nrsingadev, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child, a physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Text 28. Evam janam nipatitam babavahi kupe kama vikama manuyakpa patam pasangat kritvatma satsurashina bhagavan grihita soham katam nubisujita babritya sevam. My dear Lord, because of my association with material desires one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I ever leave his service? 43. Naivo dvije padadudattaya vaitaranyas fadnviya gayana mahamita mugna chitta shocheta tova mukacheta se indriyata maya sukhaya badamudn vahato vimudham. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. Text 44. Grahena deva munayaksava muktika ma maunam charanti vijanena parata nishta naitan vihaya kripanan viva mukshe eko namyam farasta sharanam bhamato nupashi. My dear Lord Nrsingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Text 45. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. Grihamedis, so-called grihastas who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. The Kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of Brahmins, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment. Those who are Dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. Chapter 11, Text 35. Yasya lakshanam proktam pungso varna vidyanjakam yadam yatra pridrishyeta tatte naiva vinirdishi. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. Chapter 12, Text 1. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Gurohitam Acharan Dasavandicho Guru Subhida Saurada. Narada Muni said, a student should practice completely controlling his senses. He should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship for the spiritual master. With a great vow, the brahmachari should live at the gurukul only for the benefit of the guru. Text 9. Nan bhagni pramadanama gritakum vasamakpuman sutamapi raho jahiyaranyadaya varatakri. Woman is like fire and man is like a butter pot. Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter in a secluded place. Similarly, he should also avoid association with other women. One should associate with women only for important business and not otherwise. Canto 9, Chapter 4, Texts 18 to 20. Savai manak krishna padara vindayo vachangsi vaikunda gunana varnane karo hare mandida marjanarishu shutim chakara chita satkathodaye pukunda lingaliya darshane dusho tad nritya gatra sparshinga sungamam granam chitat para saroja sorabhe srimatrulasya vasanantara piti pado hare cheta badana sarpane shiro rishikesha vadabi vandane kamam chadasi nato kama kameya yatottama shloka janashayarati. Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna, his words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples, and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of tulsi offered to the Lord. And he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasadam. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord, his head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service in various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires. Chapter 4, Text 63. Aham bhakta paradhino yasvatantra ivadvijo sadhu bhigrasya vidyo bhaktar bhakta janapriya. The Supreme Lord Narayan said to Durvasa Muni, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cores of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Text 68. Sadhavo vidayam mayam sadhunam vidayam toham madanyate najamanti nahum tebhyo managapi. Lord Narayan said, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. Chapter 19, text 17. Matra sasra duhitrava nabaviktasano bhavit balavan indriya gramo vidvansam apikarshati. One should not allow oneself to sit on the same seat even with one's own mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by sex. Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 4. Nivritta tarshay rubegi hamanan babashadat chotamano berama kautama shloka gunan huvadat puman varanjeta binapasubnam. Glorification of the Supreme Lord is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Chapter 2, Text 32. The demigods address Krishna in the womb. Yenyele vindakshi vimoktamaninas vayastabhavada vashudnha buddhaya aruha krichena padang padang tatak patam chado nadita yushmadangrayaho. O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. Chapter 9, Text 21. Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehinam gopikasuto gyaninam chatmabhutanam hita bhaktimatamiho. The Supreme Lord Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Chapter 12, Text 11. Ittam satam brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyam gatanam padadayavatino mayashritanam nadadadakino sakam vijangru katapunya punja. All the coward boys used to play with Krishna, who is the source of the Brahman effulgence for jnanis desiring to merge into that effulgence, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead for devotees who have accepted eternal servitorship, and who for ordinary persons is but another ordinary child. The coward boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Lord. How can one explain their great fortune? Chapter 14, Text 3, Brahma addresses Krishna. Jnane payasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaditam bhavadiya vatam stane sitak shrutigatam tanuvan manobhiye prayasho jitadito pasitai sri lokyam. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. Text 4. Shreyak sritim bhaktu mudasyate vibho krishyam diye kevalabho nalabhaye dheshamaso kleshala evishishyate nam yadnyatastulat shavagatinam. My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. Text 8. Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakratam vipakam rinvagva bhubhi vadadhan namaste jivete yo mukti padesa dahyabak. My dear Lord, one who earnestly awaits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Text 29. Atapi te deva padam vajadvaya pasadalesha nukaita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichadang vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the supreme personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Text 38. Jananda eva janantu kim bahuktiya name prabho manaso vapasho vacho vaibhavam tava gocharah. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. O my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. Text 58. Samashritaye padapallavapravam mahatpadam punyayasho marari pavam buddhir vatsa padam 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 yadva padang natesham. For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a cast hoofprint. Their goal is padam padam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. Chapter 22, text 35. Etavad janma sapalyam dehinam iha dehishu pranar artar diyavacha shriya acharanam sadam. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. Chapter 33, text 29. Teji yasamna doshaya. The status of powerful controllers is not harmed by any apparently audacious transgression of morality we may see in them. Chapter 84, text 13. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridatuki svadhi kalatradishubhoma ijyadi yatirta buddhi salile nakarchin janesha bingesha saeva gokaraho. A human being who identifies his body made of the three elements, mucus, bile, and air, with himself, who considers the byproducts of his body, like his wife and children, to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of birth as worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath, rather than meet men of transcendental knowledge there, such a person is said to be an ass or a cow. Chapter 88, text 8, Lord Krishna says, Yasyaham munagrinnami harishye taddamangshanai. My first mercy shown to my devotee is to gradually take away all his material opulences. Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 40. The remaining translations are by Sri Lavidyananda Das Goswami Acharya Dev. Evam vataksa priya nama kitya jata nurago tita chitta uchai hasatya toro tita rauti gayat yunnada van vittati loka bhaiyo. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Lord. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Text 42. Bhakti paresha nubhavo virakti anyatra chaisa tika eka kala papadyamanasya yatashna paksyus tushti pushti kshudnapayo nugasam. Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord, and detachment from other things, these three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the same way as pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. Chapter 2, Text 46. Ishre tad adhineshu balisheshu dvishatsucha vrema maitri kapopeksha yakaroti samadhyama. An intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Lord, is a sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to ignorant people who are innocent, and disregards those who are envious of the Lord. Text 47. Archayame bahadehi pujam yakshadaye hate tatad bhakte shuchanyeshu sabhakta pakritasmata. A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly toward other devotees or people in general is called a prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. Chapter 3, Text 21. Tasmad gurum papadyeta jignyasukshe uttamam shabde padecha nishnatam brahman upashamashriyam. Any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. Chapter 5, Text 32. Krishnavanam tisha krishnam sangopangastra parshadam yagyai samkirtanatraya yajanti hisumedhasaha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of God who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Text 34. O Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all of her opulences, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmin's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls, who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyamasundar. Text 41. Devashibhutapanunam patrinam nakinkado naim rinicharajam sarvatmana yakshananam sharanyam gato mukundam parivityakartam. One who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately. Chapter 9, Text 29. Lavnavasudurlabhamidam bahusambhavante manushyamatadamanityamapiyadira tunam yateta napatedanamityayavan nikshehisai vishayakkalasavataksya. After many, many births and deaths, one achieves the rare human form of life, which, although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus a sober human being should immediately endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life and not fall down into the cycle of repeated birth and death. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for a human being. Chapter 14, Text 20. Krishna says to Uddhava, Nasadiyati mam yogo nasankyam dharma udhava Nasvadhyaya tapasyago yata bhakti memojita. My dear Uddhava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. I cannot be thus controlled by those engaged in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic study, austerity, or renunciation. Chapter 17, Text 27. Acharyam mamajaniyannavamanyeta kadachit namartyabudhyasuyeta sarvadevamayoguru. One should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. 12th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 16. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnav. Text 51. Kaledoshin adherajan astiyeko mahanguna kirtanadeva krishnasya muktasanga parangvajit. Although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. It is that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Text 52. Kute yadhyayato vishnum fetayam yajato makai dvapari parichayayam kalotad harikirtana. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwarpa Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Chapter 13, Text 1. Jnana vastita tadgutena manasa pashyanti yam yoginah. The perfected yogis see the Supreme Lord within their minds after fixing themselves in trance and absorbing themselves in Him. Text 18. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana, and it is most dear to the Vaishnavas.